dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you oh so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us in New York City. And you, I'm just glad that you're here. Locked in on the free Odyssey app. Locked in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Locked in on Sirius XM channel 158. Locked in on a smart speaker. All you got to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day, what a day. Frank Vogel fired as head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Only lasted one season. At least he get paid. The Hornets picked up a new coach themselves, Charles Lee from the Celtics. New York Knicks, they won again last night. Rick Carlisle is nothing but a crybaby. We'll talk about him. He wants to blame the officials. He wants to blame the referees. Oh, no. Patrick Beverley, the man who decides to play catch with fans who don't want to play catch. Oh, he's playing catch with their faces with the basketball. Patrick Beverley is being investigated. This situation, excuse me, is being investigated by the police. And then Patrick Beverley has been suspended for a few games if he has an NBA career next year. So we got a lot to get into. We have college coaches and football who are sick and tired of NIL. Caitlin Clark making her home debut tonight, preseason. The Las Vegas Aces at the White House. Oh, women's basketball is jumping, isn't it? Malik Nabers. We got bets out here between college guys that shouldn't be out here betting, I believe. There's a lot to talk about. Thank you for listening. If you want to reach out to me, you want to be a part of the show, you want to participate as well, it's real simple. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also go ahead and find me. I'm online. I'm on the internet. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere. Hey, Ryan Hickey, how the hell you doing, man? You good?
I am good. I'm not fired. I'm not sounding like a crybaby. So This Thursday, I'm doing good, JR.
So that means you're not a coach in the NBA.
That is right. I'm also not getting paid millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of getting paid millions of dollars, Frank Vogel. This man, a year ago, signed a 5-year contract, $31 million, to lead the Phoenix Suns, basically Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker, to a championship. It didn't happen. They were led to a first-round exit after they were swept by these hot-as-fire Minnesota Timberwolves. And so the result, after a report came out that said, you know, Kevin Durant wasn't clear about his role. The result is Frank Vogel, 11 days after that sweep, he's been fired. He got the boot. The Phoenix Suns, they went 49-33 this year, but that just wasn't good enough. And the first guy on the chopping block, of course, is going to be who else but the head coach. Shocked? No. Surprised? No. What's easier, firing Frank Vogel or getting rid of Bradley Beal? Good luck. The guy's 30 years old and he barely plays basketball. You would think he's Ben Simmons. And I mean, let's listen to Frank Vogel, unfortunately. After getting swept, he was positive about it. I don't know if he needs to be anymore.
You know, we put this team together with the mindset that we have a 3 to 5 year window. You know, that every year we're going to have a chance to, we have a team that has the firepower to compete for it.
He has a 5-year contract. He has that. congratulations to him. If he wants to, he can sit around for four more years and not have to work. Congratulations. Hickey, did I choose the wrong job, man? Like, he's not doing nothing if he don't want to.
I mean, think about it. Frank Vogel now, in the span of 2 years, got paid out like he was working, what, the next five or six? He's doing something right, man.
Yeah, the guy can't win for nothing.
He's getting paid twice. Think about that. He's good enough to get hired, right, two different times, and also bad enough to get fired, where he has two different sources of income now for the next few years. Genius.
Yeah, Frank Vogel, yeah, he won a championship in the bubble with the Los Angeles Lakers, and then Frank Vogel got the boot. And now he got the boot from LeBron, and now he could also say he got the boot from Kevin Durant. And this is the funny part. Matt Ishbia, the new owner of the Phoenix Suns, he bought the team last year, and he decided to make these huge, gigantic splashes. First of all, bringing in Kevin Durant, and then bringing in Bradley Beal, and ultimately building himself a super team. Except for, you can't have a team with three guys and then basically nobody else. Sorry. And I get it. Nurkic? Eh. Okay, fine. Grayson Allen? Whatever, fine. They got swept. They got swept by the Timberwolves. They're gone. And so Matt Ishbia, when he had his press conference, he decided to spin it. Because what the hell else is he going to do? Tell the truth? Say that I made a mistake? Of course not. Except for he doesn't fire himself. Matt Ishbia, back on April 28th, he said, first of all, I'm going to take a look at what the hell to do with Frank Vogel.
We're going to evaluate everything because here's what I think about. From a coach perspective, assistant coaches, I know we lost our assistant coach who's going to get a job at BYU and do great things there. Like, the way I look at it is everyone is accountable. I'm accountable to you guys. The players are accountable to the coach. The coach is accountable to the GM. The GM is accountable to the CEO or to me, and however you want to think about it. And so we're going to evaluate everything, look at every single person. We got to look at the medical staff. Are we doing a good enough job there? We got to look at the player development. Are we doing enough? Like, everything is on the table to evaluate. We have just not started it. So, like, when people are saying Matt's making a decision, he's going to do this, or James is going to do this, or, like, whatever, just, it's just not true, and it hasn't even been discussed, really.
No, well, it's been discussed, and they fired Frank Vogel. What a shock. What a surprise. If I got to choose between paying Frank Vogel, I don't know, $31 million, or I have to take a look at, I don't know, a Bradley Beal, and I got to pay him, you know, $100 million, who am I firing? It's pretty simple. Bradley Beal is sticking around. Devin Booker is sticking around. Durant is sticking around, unless either one of these two or maybe three guys, not Beal, nobody wants him. He got a no-trade clause, and he sucks. And the Suns got no hope. Unless Kevin Durant or Booker says, I wants to go. I gots to go. I feel sorry for Suns fans, especially when the owner, after the elimination, after the sweep, continues to feed the fans crap and garbage like this about their future.
Oh, it's extremely fixable. I mean, let's just be real, although this isn't a cool narrative and the national media really won't want to play it out there, but, like, ask the other 29 GMs. 26 of them would trade their whole team for our whole team and our draft picks and everything as is. Like, the house is not on fire. We're in great position. It's not hard to fix. It's not like we're like, hey, we don't have enough talent to win a championship. We have enough talent to win a championship. Right? Do we have enough continuity? Do we have time together? Like, there's a lot of things we can look at. Do we have, like, the right leadership in place? Do we have to add some little pieces around that? It's not like we don't have people that can score the ball, not that play defense and have one champ. Like, we have all the things. And so how fixable is it? And I mean, if I read the media, I would think we have a lot of problems. But luckily, I get to spend time with, you know, the best players in the world, in my opinion, the best coaches, GMs, see, like, all these people, and I get to spend time with our people and say, we're in really great shape, and I wouldn't trade our team or our situation for anyone else's, except for I'd like to be playing right now. But besides that, for, like, how going into the offseason, I feel great about it. It's not like there's a lot of other teams that have good players that have to re-sign them or they're going to lose them or they're unrestricted free agents. Like, our starting five's coming back. I feel very good about it.
Damn. Hickey, don't trust anybody that talks that fast, okay?
He is the opposite of, he's the cousin, I guess maybe brother of Joe Mazzulla. Just, yeah, positive.
Yeah, you can't trust anybody that talks that damn fast. He's a spin doctor. Like, slow down. Don't try to ear hustle me with what's going on. Just tell me the facts. And nothing he said in there was a damn fact. Because, yeah, you can talk about this being fixable, but there's nothing to be optimistic about, especially when you want to think about how you add additional talent and how you add additional players. You're already close to the tax. The roster, salary-wise, is top-heavy. You don't have the ability to add depth. I mean, unless you find a diamond in the rough, when it comes down to the point guard position, you're screwed. Somebody called last week and said, oh, well, JR, Isaiah Thomas can play point guard. No, not Isaiah Thomas the Piston, but Isaiah Thomas, who formerly played for the Suns and is also old and happens to be 5'6" or 7 or 8 or however tall he is and has been out of the league for a couple of years. Why spin it like this, man? Let's be honest. This is a disappointing season. We still have great talent to work around. Leave it there, bro. Don't fight what the media says because everybody just watched a disaster. We just walked through the woods and we saw a dead body. It's you, the Phoenix Suns. Hickey, you want to poke them with a stick?
No, I think they're dead.
Yeah, they're dead, for sure. How they fix this, I have no idea. And Hickey, how about this? There's already a leading candidate to take the... What the hell happened?
Sounds like they fired Frank Vogel with an idea of who they wanted to hire. According to Woj, he tweeted less than 10 minutes ago, the front runner to become the new Suns head man that's been open for, what, an hour, roughly or so for now, is a former Bucks head coach, Mike Budenholzer.
Wow. Damn. A championship coach.
That he is.
Mike Budenholzer. Won that championship with the Milwaukee Bucks. Eventually moved after they were eliminated from the postseason. Budenholzer out, and now Budenholzer, it looks like he's in. Wow. I don't even know if I can say this is dirty. This is almost like business as usual. Frank Vogel probably knew that he was on the chopping block. He probably knew this for almost 2 weeks now. And so does this suck to know that by the time you were officially fired, an hour later, there's already a report about the new coach. A negotiation happens that fast. The Phoenix Suns called up Frank Vogel and said goodbye. And then in an hour, Mike Budenholzer was now the front runner. Come on now, people. This has been in the works for a minute now. And that's how business works. We want to talk about integrity. What were they supposed to do? Before they fired Frank Vogel, they weren't going to think about options to go out there and replace him? Of course they were. They weren't going to put out feelers? Of course they were. You don't think Frank Vogel knew that his job was in jeopardy? Of course he did. Because this is the NBA, where the players have all the power. And by the way, even if Kevin Durant didn't wake up and say, I don't want Frank Vogel here, the report came out that he wasn't happy with how he was being used. As far as I know, there was no refuting that story by Kevin Durant. We know that the Suns just got swept by the Wolves. I don't need to have an insider. We all watched that with our own eyes. And if you were going to change anything, the players got to go. But the coach, he's the one who feels it, gets paid the least. Easy to bring him in, easy to get him out. Only one Kevin Durant, regardless how old he is, only one Devin Booker. And even in the case of Bradley Beal, terrible decision. The Phoenix Suns are cash strapped, staring at another level of the luxury tax. Their owner is delusional, telling lies to the fans. And I'd be very interested to see how the Phoenix Suns fix this for next season. Or if, I don't know, Beal and Booker and Durant, if they're even all still there. What a world this is. Frank Vogel fired after one season and a sweep in the playoffs at the hands of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And it looks like Mike Budenholzer, former championship coach, helped Giannis win a championship with the Bucks. Someone who was also, his name was bandied about as potentially going to the Lakers as their head coach. I know Laker fans are pretty ticked off right now Like, why can't we get anybody? Haven't had a coach in a week. Darvin Ham got fired last Friday. The Suns fired their coach in 1 hour, and an hour later, boom, Mike Budenholzer looks like he'll be the guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours and 45 minutes. There's a lot to discuss. Patrick Beverly going to be suspended. Glenn Big Baby Davis is going to prison. Malik Nabers has a bet out with his former quarterback that he probably shouldn't have shared publicly. Indiana Pacers are crying. They need a pacifier. Caitlin Clark is making her home debut. Oh, yeah, there's basketball tonight. The Cavs are going to take on the Celtics. Who cares, right? Not a lot of people. That's an ass-whooping. The Mavs are going to take on the Thunder. Luka Doncic just had a crap game. No guarantee that he plays tonight. We have so much to get into. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. I'm going to take a look at the phone lines. And when we come back, I'll update you on Patrick Beverly. And then I'll also throw in a big baby. We're just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about the news that broke about, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours ago. Frank Vogel fired as head coach of the Phoenix Suns. After one season at the helm, he got the boot. He gone. A record of 49-33. A sweep in the playoffs at the hands of the Minnesota Timberwolves. One report that Kevin Durant didn't like or appreciate how he was utilized in the offense with the Suns. And Frank Vogel is gone. And it's already been reported that Mike Budenholzer, former head coach of the Hawks, a championship-winning coach with the Milwaukee Bucks, that he's the front runner to take this job for the Suns. Mike Budenholzer's name was also bandied about when it came down to the Los Angeles Lakers. And so the Lakers, they fired Darvin Ham on Friday. Lakers still don't have a head coach. Suns fire their head coach this afternoon. And it's a report about an hour later that they have already found his replacement. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this one out, that Frank Vogel was given the boot a long time ago until they at least knew that they could probably secure Budenholzer. Wild NBA news throughout the course of the day. And that's not it. Last week, there was another team that was eliminated. How about the Bucks? Since I just mentioned Budenholzer, he's no longer there. But the Milwaukee Bucks, they were eliminated due to injury. Holy, I'd say due to injury. By the Pacers last Thursday. 120-98. Patrick Beverly, resident pain in the ass and podcaster, with about 2 minutes left in the game, wasn't happy with some of the words that were utilized at him. Patrick Beverly said that the fans were saying wild things outside of, hey, 1-2-3 Cancun, where you going on vacation? Patrick Beverly then decided to take matters into his own hands by throwing a ball full force towards a woman's face. I don't think he meant to do it intentionally, but guess what? It doesn't matter. And then he asked for the ball back, and then he passed it to a man full force. I guess that was the intended target from the get-go. And then, you know, Patrick Beverly decided to be a jackass in the locker room to a reporter who did not subscribe to his podcast. He asked this ESPN veteran reporter to remove herself from his space. And then, of course, Patrick Beverly did what a lot of people do. He apologized. Let's listen to this until I get tired of him.
What happened at the end of the Bucks game?
Unfortunate situation that should have never happened. What I did was
bad.
Bad. And that should have never happened. I have to be better and I will be better. That should have never happened. Regardless of what was said, that should have never happened. Simple as that. Let's
okay,
just
that's
say
enough
it was more than Cancun on three.
Yeah, that's enough of that guy. He had the option of having the fans thrown out and he said he didn't want to do it. And so what's going on now? The NBA let everybody know that Patrick Beverly is going to be suspended without pay for the first four games of next season. Now, we don't know this man's contract. We don't know what his contract will be because Patrick Beverly, he's a free agent. There's no guarantee that this man will be back with any team next year. I mean, if he signs a minimum contract, he could lose about $90,000 to $100,000 a game. That's on a minimum contract. And if you got to think about Patrick Beverly, for a man who is he's closer to the end than he is to the beginning, this may actually be the end because he's going to be 36 years old. Is he going to be worth it? And then factor this in. We learned this yesterday, that he is in a little bit more trouble, not just with the NBA, his future employer, but Patrick Beverly could be in trouble with, I don't know, the police. Listen to this from Fox 58.
We have something just into our Fox 59 newsroom right now. IMPD is investigating an NBA player after an incident that happened between a player and a fan during Game 6 of the Pacers-Bucks playoff series. Now, the police report does not provide specifics here, but we do know that there was an incident with Milwaukee Bucks guard Pat Beverly. He threw a basketball at a fan after their loss May 2nd and eliminated the Bucks from the playoffs. Now, a police report indicates two victims and says the security guard witnessed it was an off-duty IMPD officer. IMPD says it's reviewing footage with Gainbridge Fieldhouse and trying to speak with the parties involved before sending this to the prosecutor's office.
Oh, man. Hickey, we don't know if he's going to be charged with anything. And then I don't know if the fans were chanting or saying ridiculous things. Maybe they just say, all right, whatever, let's call it a day. We got better use of our resources. Do you think a team gives him a chance in free agency, or do they wait until some guy gets hurt later, you know, throughout the year or whatnot?
I would say he does get another chance. And I think he'll get signed this offseason just because I think it's tougher to sign him if you're one of those teams where, oh, we have an injury, he goes down. I think it's tougher then to sign a guy who has an impending four-game suspension. But you got to wait for him to be cleared in order for him to get back on the court. I will say he gets another chance, and I think he signed this offseason before the year starts.
You think he's going to sign before the season starts?
I think so. I think it's easier for a team to bring him in and then have him serve the suspension right away versus bring him in because they're in a pinch, and then, oh, yeah, by the way, while you're in a pinch, here's a guy who can't play for the first four games.
Yeah, I just think, and maybe they aren't necessarily in a pinch, but I think a team is going to have to go, hey, we're feeling it. We need a body. It may not be, hey, we need a guy today. It's a long season. I just don't know, like, what team. I don't, and maybe I'm wrong. Is he worth the trouble, I guess, for a guy who averages 6 points a game? He's a career pain in the ass. I mean, the days of all defensive squad are behind him. I'm not going to say he's washed up. I don't, me personally, I'm sick of the guy. I think a lot of people are sick of the guy. And depending, and I guess with these legal matters, it may be resolved by the time we finish up with October. I don't know if anybody wants to bring him on. Like, we have enough young talent, enough young defenders to bring on a dude who wants to, you know, broadcast and market and sell his podcast. Is he sounds like a complete waste of time to me. I'll pass on him, and I wouldn't be mad if we never saw Patrick Beverly again. And speaking of going away, oh my goodness, this is a story that broke a few years ago. Damn it, this story is now almost 4 years old, three, 4 years old. Insurance fraud by former NBA players, led by Terrence Williams. You might remember him. I remember him at, I think it was at Louisville, also played for the Nets in New Jersey. You may not remember him because he didn't play long. You might remember Keon Dooling. Keon played for the Clippers, point guard. They were sentenced for filing false medical claims with the NBA Players Health and Benefits Welfare Plan. Insurance fraud. And the latest dude to go down as a part of this? Big Baby Davis. Yeah. Glenn Big Baby Davis, formerly of the Boston Celtics, won a championship with the Boston Celtics. Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, you remember that? Big Baby Davis. Doc Rivers made him cry. Oh, excuse me. Kevin Garnett made him cry. Hickey, if that man was crying on the bench during an NBA game, what the hell is he going to do now that he's been sentenced to 40 months in prison over his involvement in this fraud scheme? You gonna do some more crying in there?
If he does, it will not do him much good. He will not get a lot of sympathy from his fellow cellmates.
Now, let's be real. I mean, it is, any human being can succumb to another one or a weapon. Big Baby Davis is what? He's 6'8"? 6'7"?
Yeah, whatever. He's pretty big. He'll have a good size advantage over, what, 95% of people there?
Maybe 99. Maybe 99% of folks. And the crazy thing is, you know, I sit down every now and then. I watch Power, and I learned today he was also an inmate in another television show. Like, I turned on the TV one day, and I said, wait a minute, that guy locked in the cell is Big Baby Davis. And so I don't know if he was practicing to really go to prison or what have you, but the acting roles that he's been a part of have put him behind bars. And I don't know if we can take this man seriously. He has maintained his innocence throughout this process. And Big Baby Davis was actually on his own Instagram. You cannot make this stuff up. Big Baby was on Instagram Live. And Hickey, he says he's going to get into better shape or great shape.
I'm going to be swole, though. I swear to God, I'm about to get in so much shape. Oh, God. That's the only way you can stop me from eating hamburgers is put me in jail. That's what God said. I'm gonna stop you eating hamburgers. I'm gonna put you in jail. You won't stop eating hamburgers and Cheetos. You're going to jail.
At least he got a sense of humor about it, right, Hickey? Right? At least he's positive.
Is that like
positive? I don't know.
Is that humor or is that like
he's sad?
Psychoticness? I don't want to say he sounded excited to go to jail. I'm not saying that, but it's not like
let's change this around. We got to be clear. He's not going to jail. People spend a couple of nights in jail most times. He's going to prison.
True.
This is going to be his home for 40 months. Now, is he going to do whole 40 months? I have no idea. But he doesn't sound like a guy. He sounds like he's going to Disney World, right? A retreat?
That's what I was going to say. I mean, I don't know if it hasn't sunk in. I don't know if he's just trying to trick his mind. I don't know if he's just playing a joke. But I guess I'm shocked to hear that his first reaction to going to jail is, well, now I'll get in shape and I'll stop eating hamburgers.
Hey, well, sometimes, you know, people have to, what do they say? You got to laugh before you cry. And I think that's what Big Baby Glenn Davis is doing right now. He will be spending the next 40 months in prison over his involvement in this scheme to defraud the NBA's health insurance company. And you would think guys who make millions and millions of dollars would be satisfied with what they got. You would think that they'd be smart enough to go, hey, you know what? I think it'd be easy for me to get caught because I am in the NBA. This isn't some Joe Schmo stealing, you know, a couple of dollars out the cash register. But you can't unteach stupid, I guess. It's terrible. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. There's so much that we need to get into. Rick Carlisle complaining about the refs in New York. Big market versus small market teams. We got players gambling against each other, talking about their bets publicly. Hornets have a new coach. Coaches in football and college are complaining about NIL. What else is new? The Celtics are going to take on the Cavaliers. That should be an ass-whooping. We don't know if Luka is going to play.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, these guys, this song, these folks are from New York City. Good for them. In the top of the hour, we're going to talk about New York City because New York City is moving big time right now with the New York Knicks. Unfortunately, the Knicks just got some bad news. OG Anunoby, key defender, is not going to play tomorrow as the Knicks try to take a 3-0 series lead against the Pacers because of that hamstring issue. We don't know what the hell is going on with Jalen Brunson. So go ahead and put that down as a part of a long list of injured New York Knicks. And Jalen Brunson just still loses his mind. We'll talk about the Knicks and more so the complaining ass Indiana Pacers at the top of the hour. So that'll happen in about 15 minutes or so from now. 855-212-4227 is the number. It's 855-212-4227. We have talked about Frank Vogel being dismissed as head coach of the Phoenix Suns. We talked about Big Baby Glenn Davis going to prison, 40 months, sentenced to 40 months for insurance fraud, for trying to defraud the NBA's healthcare system. Wow, that's crazy. And anyway, you know, I know we're going to talk about, and then Patrick Beverley, he's also suspended 4 games next season. That's if he gets a chance and if he gets signed by a team to play 4 games next season. So that's besides the fact. There is another basketball game that's going to take place tonight. You may not be familiar, but you are now. The Cleveland Cavaliers are going to try to avoid an 0-2 hole in Boston against the Celtics. We had game one a couple of days ago. Boston won. The final score was 120-95. Jaylen Brown woke up and decided to give the Cavaliers 32 points. Jason Tatum didn't have the greatest of games, a pretty poor one, 18 points and 7 of 19 shooting. Derek White gave you 25. And Donovan Mitchell, who's been dragging the Cavaliers here throughout the postseason, he finished with 33. Evan Mobley finished strong. He had 17. But let's be real. Cavaliers don't have enough to do anything. Cavaliers don't have enough to beat the Celtics. And the Celtics, must I remind you, they're without Kristaps Porzingis because the 7'3" giant, and something always has to happen to him. And so he's currently on a little bit of a vacation, has a calf strain, and I assume maybe possibly that he'll be back by the time the Celtics advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Foregone conclusion. I think even people in Cleveland know and understand that these Cavaliers are on borrowed time. Regardless, the coach, he has to be optimistic, right? The coach has to sell you the dream, right? The coach has to sell tickets, right? Well, J.B. Bickerstaff, I guess the positivity that he wanted to sell was that at least that Evan Mobley, our big man, he finished strong.
Those minutes that he played, excuse me, in the fourth quarter were important for him because he was aggressive. He was attack-minded. And, you know, again, like that's momentum moving into Thursday, which is what we're aiming for, is to just continue to get better. This is going to be, you know, a tough, long series. And we just got to make sure we're doing the job to get better every time we show up.
Hickey, did he say it's not going to be a tough, long series, or he knows it's going to be a tough, long series? What did he say?
He said he knows it will be a tough, long series.
Oh.
Which means, by definition, long series, the Cavs got to win, what, 2 games?
Three.
Wow.
It didn't look all that tough the other night, 120-95. And then Tatum, I told you, he had a crap game. Tatum had 19. Excuse me, I'm giving him an extra point. Jason Tatum only had 18 points. That's it. And J.B. Bickerstaff is telling everybody how tough this series is going to be. Well, does Donovan Mitchell have some other teammates that are going to show up? It's like Darius Garland got connected with Donovan Mitchell, and he just is like, all right, it's your show, you do it. Joe Mazzulla, Mr. Enthusiasm, fast talker himself. Even he said, I'm not worried about Tatum.
I don't think he's being forced to do anything. I mean, he was 1.6 as a screener in our offense yesterday, which would be the best offense in the history of the world. So, and he had 11 potential assists, and he had 18 points and three blocks.
Hickey, he was in his element. We could hear him with the basketballs in the background. That makes him sound better.
That's his heaven?
I think so. I mean, if you put this guy in a seat and make him do a press conference, it's not all that good. He just wants to fight the media and fast talk and argue. And hey, good luck to Joe Mazzulla. He might be another coach who gets fired depending on how the Celtics season ends. Or maybe he'll be celebrating. We have no idea. And I like the fact that he talked about Jason Tatum and not being worried about him in a very surprising way. You go into the season, and you would think someone with the talent of Jason Tatum, that he would consistently be at the top of the MVP votes. Well, he wasn't. He wasn't even a finalist. I don't know if sharing the spotlight with Jaylen Brown is taken away from Tatum. We know he's the star. He's the best player on the team. You also have Kristaps Porzingis who's there. But Tatum doesn't get the same type of love. I don't know what it is. Maybe he has to go out and win a championship for people to say, oh, well, he's the best in the league. And Hickey, doesn't it feel kind of odd? He's kind of been glossed over the entire year. I mean, now the flavor du jour is, with good reason, Anthony Edwards. Nobody has talked about Tatum. We don't hear about him at all, really.
You're right. I think a few things have to do with it. Number one, I mean, he's been around now a long time, right? And I feel like as a society, we're always kind of enamored with the next big thing. Ant Edwards, next big thing. I think the other thing is, like, we know what he can do in the regular season, right? He's a great player. But I do think his, we'll call it inconsistency in the postseason, where he can drop 50 in a game 7 against the Sixers, no problem, but also be 3 of 18 against the Warriors in the finals and look like he can't hit water from a boat. I think that consistent inconsistency, if you will, kind of gets people a little jaded about Tatum when it comes to, like, how good of a player he is.
I think most people would agree. He's one of the most talented players in the league, just flat and period. I've had the opportunity to see him up close and personal quite a few times. And every time I watch him, I'm just like, this guy, he's ridiculous. He's skilled. He can do what he wants. He can go to the basket. He can knock down threes. He can dribble. He can shoot. He is a prototypical basketball player. I look at him and I see a less athletic Tracy McGrady. Like, Jason Tatum is a scoring machine. If he wasn't out there on a good basketball team with additional weapons, Jason Tatum could be a one-man scoring gang. He could do that today, but it's not to the benefit of the team. And I think one day he's going to hoist the Larry O'Brien. And I think every year that goes by that they don't do it, obviously, they get closer to breaking it up. And so I think that would behoove them to take advantage of what's going on in the East right now. Let's be real. They should get the Cavs the hell up on out of here. If they take on the Pacers or they take on the Knicks, the Celtics should get them the hell up on out of here. My apologies to the Knicks fans, but come on, just count the injuries. Mitchell Robinson, Julius Randle, OG Anunoby, Bogdanovich with his foot. I mean, now you also got Jalen Brunson with his foot. This is here for the Celtics to take. It is. Is it going to be easy for them if they have to take on the Nuggets again? No. Is it going to be easy if they have to take on the Wolves? No. I think that would be a huge threat to them. They're a huge threat to everybody, given their size. And so Jason Tatum, largely glossed over throughout the course of the regular season, not included in the MVP talks. Yeah, Hickey, you got a point, man. He has to make noise. He has to do more than knock down 7 field goals for 18 points if he wants to get attention. He still has a chance to, quote-unquote, redeem himself here in the postseason. But the only way that people will show him love and say, oh, Tatum, MVP candidate for next year, he has to win a championship next month. He has to win a championship in June. And if he doesn't, I think more people are going to start rolling their eyes again about this combination of of Tatum and Brown. And I think if you're the Celtics, I think you got no choice but to pay him. You ain't moving Tatum unless he wants to leave. And damn it, who the hell is taking Brown's contract? The first $300 million player in NBA history? Yeah, the Celtics are locked in. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be okay. Celtics, Cavaliers, game two, getting ready to start in about 20 minutes. Wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, Hickey, Michael Wilbon, he's not wearing his shades anymore.
Do we ever know what happened? Was it like an eye infection? Did he get it? Did he have a black eye? Do we know?
I think he fell or something. I mean, right?
Did he? I see. Did the stairs hit him in the face?
Look, I like Michael Wilbon. You trying to give him my fall and I can't get up?
No. I'm just saying. Like, I've gotten a black eye. I've had to lie about it before. It's the stairs. The fall is a convenient choice.
The stairs hit you in the face?
I wouldn't put it that way, but, you know. Damn. If you lose a fight with the stairwell, that's how you get a black eye, right?
Damn. I don't know. He's much older than both of us, so I'm just happy that he's okay.
True. That's fair. Very
and
true.
You can't punch Michael Wilbon in the face. That's elder abuse, right?
And she doesn't seem like the person that would even, you know, get into a fight. It could have been just an eye infection, you know? Who knows?
Yeah, he's not Rasheed Rice. He's not fighting anybody at a club.
I don't think so.
Yeah, not at all. I'm glad that Michael Wilbon is well. Good for him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of well, somebody go check on Rick Carlisle. This man whined and complained last night after the New York Knicks beat him in Madison Square Garden. The Pacers got to do better. We're going to talk about them. I'm going to try to buy some pacifiers off of Amazon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, these folks are from New York City. Good for them. In the top of the hour, we're going to talk about New York City because New York City is moving big time right now with the New York Knicks. Unfortunately, the Knicks just got some bad news. OG Anunoby, key defender, is not going to play tomorrow. As the Knicks try to take a 3-0 series lead against the Pacers because of that hamstring issue. We don't know what the hell is going on with Jalen Brunson. So go ahead and put that down as a part of a long list of injured New York Knicks. And Jalen Brunson just still loses his mind. We'll talk about the Knicks and more so the complaining ass Indiana Pacers at the top of the hour. So that'll happen in about 15 minutes. Or so from now. 855-212-4227 is the number. It's 855-212-4227. We have talked about Frank Vogel being dismissed as head coach of the Phoenix Suns. We talked about Big Baby Glenn Davis going to prison. Sentenced to 40 months for insurance fraud. For trying to defraud the NBA's healthcare system. Wow. That's crazy. And anyway, you know, I know we're going to talk about, and then Patrick Beverley, he's also suspended 4 games next season. That's if he gets a chance and if he gets signed by a team to play 4 games next season. So that's besides the fact. There is another basketball game that's going to take place tonight. You may not be familiar, but you are now. The Cleveland Cavaliers are going to try to avoid an 0-2 hole in Boston against the Celtics. We had game one a couple of days ago. Boston won. The final score was 120-95. Jaylen Brown woke up and decided to give the Cavaliers 32 points. Jason Tatum didn't have the greatest of games, a pretty poor one, 18 points and 7 of 19 shooting. Derek White gave you 25. And Donovan Mitchell, who's been dragging the Cavaliers here throughout the postseason, he finished with 33. Evan Mobley finished strong. He had 17. But let's be real. Cavaliers don't have enough to do anything. Cavaliers don't have enough to beat the Celtics. And the Celtics, must I remind you, they're without Kristaps Porzingis because the 7'3" giant, and something always has to happen to him. And so he's currently on a little bit of a vacation, has a calf strain, and I assume, maybe possibly, that he'll be back by the time the Celtics advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Foregone conclusion. I think even people in Cleveland know and understand that these Cavaliers are on borrowed time. Regardless, the coach, she has to be optimistic, right? The coach has to sell you the dream, right? The coach has to sell tickets, right? Well, J.B. Bickerstaff, I guess the positivity that he wanted to sell was that at least that Evan Mobley, our big man, he finished strong.
Those minutes that he played, in the fourth quarter were important for him because he was aggressive. He was attack-minded. And, you know, again, like that's momentum moving into Thursday, which is what we're aiming for, is to just continue to get better. This is going to be, you know, a tough, long series. And we just got to make sure we're doing the job to get better every time we show up.
Hickey, did he say it's not going to be a tough, long series, or he knows it's going to be a tough, long series? What did he say?
He said he knows it will be a tough, long series.
Oh.
Which means, by definition, long series, the Cavs got to win, what, two games?
Three.
Wow.
It didn't look all that tough the other night, 120-95. And then Tatum, I told you, he had a crap game. Tatum had 19. Excuse me, I'm giving him an extra point. Jason Tatum only had 18 points. That's it. And J.B. Bickerstaff is telling everybody how tough this series is going to be. Well, does Donovan Mitchell have some other teammates that are going to show up? It's like Darius Garland got connected with Donovan Mitchell, and he just is like, all right, it's your show, you do it. Joe Mazzulla, Mr. Enthusiasm, fast talker himself. Even he said, I'm not worried about Tatum.
I don't think he's being forced to do anything. I mean, he was 1.6 as a screener in our offense yesterday, which would be the best offense in the history of the world. So, and he had 11 potential assists, and he had 18 points and three blocks.
Hickey, he was in his element. We could hear him with the basketballs in the background. That makes him sound better.
That's his heaven?
I think so. I mean, if you put this guy in a seat and make him do a press conference, it's not all that good. He just wants to fight the media and fast talk and argue. And hey, good luck to Joe Mazzulla. He might be another coach who gets fired depending on how the Celtics season ends. Or maybe he'll be celebrating. We have no idea. And I like the fact that he talked about Jason Tatum and not being worried about him in a very surprising way. You go into the season, and you would think someone with the talent of Jason Tatum that he would consistently be at the top of the MVP votes. Well, he wasn't. He wasn't even a finalist. I don't know if sharing the spotlight with Jaylen Brown is taken away from Tatum. We know he's the star. He's the best player on the team. You also have Kristaps Porzingis who's there. But Tatum doesn't get the same type of love. I don't know what it is. Maybe he has to go out and win a championship for people to say, oh, well, he's the best in the league. And Hickey, doesn't it feel kind of odd? He's kind of been glossed over the entire year. I mean, now the flavor du jour is, with good reason, Anthony Edwards. Nobody has talked about Tatum. We don't hear about him at all, really.
You're right. I think a few things have to do with it. Number one, I mean, he's been around now a long time, right? And I feel like as a society, we're always kind of enamored with the next big thing. Ant Edwards, next big thing. I think the other thing is, like, we know what he can do in the regular season, right? He's a great player. But I do think his, we'll call it inconsistency in the postseason, where he can drop 50 in a game 7 against the Sixers, no problem, but also be 3 of 18 against the Warriors in the finals and look like he can't hit water from a boat. I think that consistent inconsistency, if you will, kind of gets people a little jaded about Tatum when it comes to, like, how good of a player he is.
I think most people would agree. He's one of the most talented players in the league, just flat and period. I've had the opportunity to see him up close and personal – quite a few times. And every time I watch him, I'm just like, this guy, he's ridiculous. He's skilled. He can do what he wants. He can go to the basket. He can knock down threes. He can dribble. He can shoot. He is a prototypical basketball player. I look at him and I see a less athletic Tracy McGrady. Like, Jason Tatum is a scoring machine. If he wasn't out there on a good basketball team with additional weapons, Jason Tatum could be a one-man scoring gang. He could do that today, but it's not to the benefit of the team. And I think one day he's going to hoist the Larry O'Brien. And I think every year that goes by that they don't do it, obviously, they get closer to breaking it up. And so I think that would behoove them to take advantage of what's going on in the East right now. Let's be real. They should get the Cavs the hell up on out of here. If they take on the Pacers or they take on the Knicks, the Celtics should get them the hell up on out of here. My apologies to the Knicks fans, but come on, just count the injuries. Mitchell Robinson, Julius Randle, OG Anunoby, Bogdanovich with his foot. I mean, now you also got Jalen Brunson with his foot. This is here for the Celtics to take. It is. Is it going to be easy for them if they have to take on the Nuggets again? No. Is it going to be easy if they have to take on the Wolves? No. I think that would be a huge threat to them. They're a huge threat to everybody, given their size. And so Jason Tatum, largely glossed over throughout the course of the regular season, not included in the MVP talks. Yeah, Hickey, you got a point, man. He has to make noise. He has to do more than knock down 7 field goals for 18 points if he wants to get attention. He still has a chance to, quote-unquote, redeem himself here in the postseason. But the only way that people will show him love and say, oh, Tatum, MVP candidate for next year, he has to win a championship next month. He has to win a championship in June. And if he doesn't, I think more people are going to start rolling their eyes again about this combination of Tatum and Brown. And I think if you're the Celtics, I think you got no choice but to pay him. You ain't moving Tatum unless he wants to leave. And damn it, who the hell is taking Brown's contract? The first $300 million player in NBA history? Yeah, the Celtics are locked in. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be okay. Celtics, Cavaliers, game 2, getting ready to start in about 20 minutes. Wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, Hickey, Michael Wilbon, he's not wearing his shades anymore.
Do we ever know what happened? Was it like an eye infection? Did he have a black eye? Do we know?
I think he fell or something. I mean, right?
Did he? I see. Did the stairs hit him in the face?
Look, I like Michael Wilbon. You trying to give him my falling, I can't get up?
No. I like my. I'm just saying. Like, I've gotten a black eye and had to lie about it before. It's the stairs. The fall is a convenient choice.
The stairs hit you in the face?
I wouldn't put it that way, but you know. Damn. If you lose a fight with the stairwell, that's how you get a black eye, right?
Damn. I don't know. I'm good. Well, he's much older than both of us, so I'm just happy that he's okay.
True. That's fair. Very
and
true.
You can't punch Michael Wilbon in the face. That's elder abuse, right?
And I'm not. She doesn't seem like the person that would even, you know, get into a fight. It could have been just an eye infection, you know? Who knows?
Yeah, he's not Rashee Rice. He's not fighting anybody at a club.
I don't think so.
Yeah, not at all. I'm glad that Michael Wilbon is well. Good for him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of well, somebody go check on Rick Carlisle. This man whined and complained last night after the New York Knicks beat him in Madison Square Garden. The Pacers got to do better. We're going to talk about them. I'm going to try to buy some pacifiers off of Amazon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.